we felt like we really, really needed to have. And the way that they were playing, the way they played last time against us, we had to step up our intensity a little bit. We got into it a little more physical there in the second half and made things a little bit more difficult for them. But they're a really talented team, some guys that can really go. So proud of the way we fought, got the stops when we needed to, and won the game.
I mean, obviously spacing helps with good look threes, but how much does good look threes help with spacing?
You know, it all goes hand in hand. If you can't shoot it, then you know, they can just sag back and other things aren't going to be open. But when we're knocking down threes, guys are stepping up, being aggressive. It really just opens up the floor, especially with Joe at the four. When Boris at the four, he spaces too, and you got Rudy rolling and the paint's open. And so it really just makes it so where it's hard for them to guard us. It's almost like pick your poison sometimes. But that stems from us, you know, executing us, being aggressive, us, you know, doing the things that we're capable of doing.
How encouraging was it to see Derek play the way he played tonight after being out for a while, seemed to hit the ground running?
Yeah, it was great to have him back. I've said it many times, you can't replace a Derek Favors, and so to have him back out on the court, his presence is just amazing for us. And you know, I think he'll slowly be able to build more and more, and hopefully be ready by next week.
Three games left in the regular season. What are your goals here looking forward as you push for the playoffs?
Yeah, we want to be playing our best basketball. I think defensively we want to be executing, you know, making sure that we're not giving up easy looks, easy buckets. When the coaches have a game plan, we want to make sure we do it right. And then offensively, we need to make sure we take care of the basketball. And get good looks. So we're going to, you know, hopefully focus on that these last three games.
Not your best game defensively as a team, but you got the stops down the stretch when you needed, especially that Joe Johnson steal.
Right. Like I said, I think we picked up our intensity there, and you can feel it with the crowd and in the moment. We got the stops when we needed to. Like I said, they're extremely talented and got some guys that can really go and can shoot it from deep, you know, go inside, attack the rim. So it was a tough one for us defensively, but we picked it up.
With all these injuries that you guys have had to deal with this season, do you think in a sense it's a blessing in disguise because you guys are so deep now at this point?
Yeah, I think I've talked about it a little bit before, but just guys have been asked to step up and be in different roles that maybe they would not have been had our whole team been healthy. And you see guys are playing extremely well down here at the end towards, you know, towards the playoff run that we're making. And so it's, I think, really been kind of a blessing in disguise. I wish we would have been healthy, but you know, you got to try to turn negatives into positives. I think we've done that for the most part, and so you know, we're rolling with what we have.
Coach Snyder was really pleased with the offensive execution, especially down the stretch in the clutch moments. As you head into the playoffs, how big is that to know you guys have that working?
Well, it worked tonight. We've had other nights where it hasn't been working, so you know, we need to learn from nights like tonight and you know, try to emulate them when we're struggling. Try to remember back. Because we've definitely had games where we can't score the basketball. So we work on those situations a lot, those moments where it's the end of game and guys are going to be holding and grabbing, and you got to be able to get to your space and get good looks. I think that's the most important part, is making sure you get good looks. You know, I can live with missing shots that are open and good shots, but it's when we turn the basketball over or we're shooting contested shots at the end of the shot clock, that's where it's tough. So tonight we did a good job, and we need to keep doing that.
When Joe Johnson has been so willing to do so many things and come off the bench and play so many different roles and then be productive with it, how much has that impacted this team when looking at its professionalism, character, and just toughness going forward?
It just shows how good of a player he is. You know, he's a guy that you don't really maybe necessarily realize as much of how good he is because he's been on some multiple different teams. But, you know, he's been one of our best players all year with his ability to stretch the floor, guard multiple guys, play different positions, be a playmaker. You know, not just isolation, which he can do as well. We can give the ball to him. He can go get a bucket. And then off the court, you know, he's been a leader in the locker room, taking guys, introduce them to yoga. I know there's guys that are doing that now that weren't. And so he's just been instrumental. I've talked about it a lot, instrumental to our success.
We talked about that billboard stuff. Do you get, just start this time of year, get like lobbied from your teammates or anything like that? Is that taboo, or do you hear that stuff?
We're not focused on off-season stuff, to be honest. We're just focused on winning games right now and trying to get better for the playoffs.
Are these the kind of moments where you feel that summer work kind of paying off?
Yeah, for sure. I think in those situations where they really lock in and the game gets down, you know, to the wire there, it's definitely those long days in the summer, two-a-days in the summer. I think that the preparation that you do is what helps you be successful now. And so definitely happy that I put in the work.
You've been so good this year at that shot where one step behind the pick, kind of you pull up for that three-point shot. What's the key to your improvement on that shot this year?
Shooting it over and over and over this summer. Nothing else to say.
Does his screen help on that one?
Yeah, his screen always helps. He's done a great job this year at screening guys and holding guys off a little bit better. But it's just practice.
Did you hear the MVP chants?
I did hear them. You know, it's kind of cool that they're saying that. I really appreciate the love, but it's definitely, you know, there's a couple other guys that are deserving of it this year for sure.
Guys, that's Gordon.
Gordon.